see, we're not talking about chop bars, because it appears that minority food rankers are not women, including Baumia, or the chop bar, Nadi. We're not talking about chop bars, we're talking about police, military, hospitals, Nadi. That's not the focus. You see, I'm happy that Urikane him say, to 24 hour, you know, and yet at the fufu, no hold it. 24 hour, no hold it. 3 shift, and yet new. Do we have to find out how, why did the system collapse? We are talking about industries, also enterprise, BBB nowadays. Why did these things all collapse? Okay, you are a businessman, manufacturer and everything. Why did your business, I would say almost virtually collapsing? Identity. You see, the 24 hour, the reason why some of us have embraced it, you know, because I know the cause of the collapse of that system. And unfortunately, we didn't have the structures in place to address the concerns of the investors. So we have trade and industry. Trade and industry, for example, I wish, okay, now that they have brought 24 away, I think it's okay. Otherwise, the trade should be separated from industry ministry. But now that we have this 24 hour thing, maybe they can maintain the trade and industry ministry. Because that time, you know, now, the work went on all right. Even at that time, we compare population at the time. Population, this year we have quadrupled. And this is the time that, Anka, this 24 hour thing should be, you know, deepened and make sure that it works so that the Mufra school, I don't know, they will get jobs to do. But rather, why the population is growing, you know, job openings in us, you know, a close. Now, as I said earlier, me, I've worked in the system and I know why it collapsed. For instance, he mentioned, I'm happy Odike mentioned about cotton. We used to have cotton development board. Manufacturers were one rep for her. Government were one rep for her. Pharmacies were one rep for her. It was functioning all right. And this, they were handling the concerns of the farmers, you know. Yes, I know. We bring this raw cotton from the north down south here. Nay, you process it. You die into my. Sometimes you may have to add utuma blend it. Be a when you be a craft from China cotton out there. But it was also helping the cotton growers. All right. About the same. The cotton development board. That's number one. Number two, why is it that the manufacturing companies, Sukrampunu, they also had to, fold up? Because they had challenges, issues with dumping, counterfeiting, smuggling of products. They were smuggling it. So it virtually destroyed everything. At that time, you know, whom do you report to? Trade and industry. Trade and industry, you know, I realized that because they are also helping traders in India, you know, I think in a way, you know, they were assisting those who are also in business trading without looking at the manufacturing sector. Because I was fronting some of these things. We go to the ministry there, and you could see that the minister himself is divided between helping the manufacturers or those who are into
the importation.
So it made things very, very difficult.
Difficult.
And so the manufacturers suffered. And because I'm an investor, my two machines, raw materials, let's say, produce. I can't compete because people are saying that China and Timano are very cheap. Yes, it's cheap. But how were they brought inside here? They don't even use these entry points, approved entry points like Tema Harbor or Takoradi Harbor. They don't use that place. But the human was soon Togo. And they managed to bring this thing through the unapproved routes into town. So they avoid paying even taxes to the state. To whom they bar. I remember sometime we Basa, state transport bus, or the some of these smuggled, or the bar. And the driver didn't look.
92.3 FM.
I feel you, baby. Checkpoint. I have the video there. And to manage a bus in nature wall, they managed to tell one push back or share engine, it was very close to the engine. You see, as the vehicle was moving, I have the video there. State transport vehicle. Ah, it just tore into many ways. She bus, you know. I have it there because we have fought this thing. And yet, for 1 year, I consistently fought this smuggling, which was destroying the local manufacturing industry.
Ahuto FM 92.3.
So now, if we have a 24-hour, because where do you, what are you going to complain to? Sometimes I became even a target. Say, why am I doing what I was? Because I fronted this kind of thing, demonstrations that I organized severally. I became a target of the market women. Sometimes I even didn't want to go out. Because if I go out alone and people see me, it becomes an issue. It was scary. So if we have now, we have 24-hour economy. I'm happy that it has gone to Parliament and it has gone through. So any investor, any manufacturer who sees that this is what we are doing will be reassured. Say, oh, when you go back, look, your complaint, don't go to trade and industry. You can go to the 24-hour because the 24-hour will be concerned about protecting the businesses, the manufacturers. That is it. So, Odike, look, if the 24-hour start here, your business will rebound. Your shoe business will rebound because you won't have any fake, this imported in a day smoking. We used to have. See, if you are operating the system, that didn't work, you don't know who to complain to. You don't know where to go for help. You go to the Ministry of Trade and Industry. So they were playing games at that time. Namekano, the minister there is in charge of the industry, manufacturing. At the same time, trade. And so, you know, the traders will go. I have had series of meetings with the traders and the manufacturers, and the minister will be, you see that you will be confused. He doesn't know which group to support. That's the thing. And so now, if this government wants to bring back the 24-hour, doesn't mean that it's the government that is going to establish the manufacturing company. No. Government is not going to do that. But they are creating an environment, conducive, congenial environment that will attract, that will let the investors come back and come and establish. And so nobody can say, 24-hour is... they don't understand it. This minority, they are confused. They don't know what they are talking about. I have worked in the system since 1971. I've worked in an industry up to late 80s. Yeah, smuggling, counterfeiting, Nadine, Yamayama, Nadine, so fortunately now we have often structures are, but to address the challenges that is going to that used to face these manufacturers now. Why do you want to say that it's not necessary? Okay, look, if this 24-hour thing doesn't come, your business, you only have to depend on this. You may be importing and then maybe smuggling through the borders and then bringing it here, come and sell. But if we encourage the establishment of this 24-hour secretariat now, I'm telling you, if you are a manufacturer and you have problems, you are able to identify the problems, go there and go and tell them. And they will deal with it because that's why they have been established. So, Nana, what I'm saying is that, and yet, 24-hour, and yet,
you, 92.3.
Yeah, or they are by, or the case, it has been there. And so the diagnosis that they are making, you know, actually say, oh, or the case, then, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's because of it's not good for his health. So this diagnosis should be made so that they can advise Odike say, henceforth, we are mainly often Lapiwa, what is it?
Kukunte,
Mendi. Any system in Greece, don't take it again. And you comply. Instead of taking Lapiwa, you can take Benku, and Odike, you will not run again.
But
what I'm saying, what
now, when the nutrition value of Kukunte.
Oh,
Ghana, you are the best among the best.
I'm not saying that Benku.
Best food wants them now condemn. Me man condemn.
You believe in smuggling? That's what I'm talking about. What I'm saying is that now you have a secretariat which will be there to address your concerns. If you are dealing in manufacturing of shoes and this if you have problems, light industry, shoes and garment, if you have any challenge operating, you just go to them, tell them, look, either that your policies are not good, because now I'm even here and say, what's the fumigation? What's the fumigation? Charges if they impose all these things on Africa. What's the insurance? You cannot insure your whatever in over there with these FOB. You said don't do it there. You are compelled to deal with local insurance. You say, oh, we should not do it, but you must assemble brains. And say, so if you have such challenger, look, the 24-hour will be there to listen to you and help you address any problem here now, over impede your the growth of your company. That's it. And simply, 24-hour a day, it is the best. And two of these guys now own a minority, you know, woman says, you'll be here, you're 1973, 74, 75. They have not seen anything before. And so you know, they just argue 24-hour, chop our whole